Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind. The most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode and silsila of this lovely series known as The Purpose of Creation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, previously we discussed what is our purpose of creation, and very beautifully we learned that indeed the purpose of creation is only and solely the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I would very beautifully like to focus on four beautiful ibadat, four beautiful worships which is a common practice in everyone's daily routine, namely namaz, roza, zakat, and hajj. Because these are also the pillars of Islam, and it's something which we do on a daily basis. Namaz we perform every day, alhamdulillah. Fasting, it comes every Ramadan. Zakat, many thousands and thousands of people pay zakat, thousands of people go for hajj. So it is important to know a bit about these ibadat as well. So inshallah, we will be discussing these four types of ibadat. I am not saying these are the only types of ibadat. No, there are many other types of ibadat, alhamdulillah. But we will inshallah be focusing on these four and giving you all a clear understanding about these four inshallah. Today we will be discussing regarding salah, the excellence of salah, the harms of leaving salah, and you know, some wa'eeds, some warnings in the Quran and the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the person who deliberately misses and leaves his salah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to inshallah act upon whatever we will learn. Let's make good intentions before we start today's topic, such as inshallah, when I hear the name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu Ta'ala Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will recite durood, salutation, salawat, salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Likewise, when I hear the name of the Awliya-i Kiram, the pious predecessors, I will say Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayha. And then inshallah, whatever we learn, especially in today's topic regarding Salah, we will inshallah implement it in our lives and lifestyle, and we will pass the message on to others as well. And particularly those people who do not offer their Salah, A'yadu Billah, who miss their Salah, who skip their Salah, for whatever reason. I'm not going to go in the detail of your reasons or whatever it is. Whatever reason a person has missed his salah, inshallah, after today's discussion, making intention that inshallah, I will inshallah perform all my salah from today, inshallah, with jamaat in the masjid with takbir ula, and all those salahs which I have missed, I will inshallah perform the qada of those salahs as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Amr bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, a sister of a person passed away in Madinatul Munawwara, zadahallahu sharafu wa ta'zima. So she was buried after her funeral rites, after her kafan, dafan, ghusl, whatever the case was, then she was buried. When her brother reached home, he recalled that he had forgotten the bag of dirhams, bag of silver coins, in the grave. So he went to the grave with the person, with somebody, removed the earth of the grave, and he found the bag. So he then said to the person who was with him, just move a little more sand. I mean, we dug so much and we found the bag. So just move a little bit more so I can see the condition of my sister in the grave. Allah, Allah, Allah. So he removed a brick and he saw that the fire was blazing in the grave. It means she was suffering from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he quickly closed the grave and he went to his mother and he asked, "Oh my mother, inform me about my sister, tell me about my sister." So the mother replied, "Your sister used to offer salah after the stipulated time of the salah. And I think she also sometimes offered salah without wudu. Further, she used to spy on the secrets of the neighbors outside their doors when they were resting." Allah, 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 Allah. Al-ayaz billah, tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This is such a beautiful narration in terms of a narration which gives us an open mindset, a narration which gives us many lessons, many things to ponder about. Number one, the reason why that girl might have been punished, her mother may have mentioned few of her qualities. And number one, she used to offer salah after the stipulated time. After salah has become qadha, her time is gone and now she is offering the salah. Allah, Allah. And the second reason was, which the mother mentioned, is she used to spy on the secrets of the neighbors outside their doors when they were resting. Outside their doors, she used to go and listen to their secrets, or maybe go and pick up some stories from their house and then come and tell it to other people, whatever the case was. But all three of these qualities, ask yourself this question, do we have these qualities? Yes, all of us, most of us have these qualities. Salah, we will leave, we will perform salah as qadha ma'adhillah. We will miss our salah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to perform salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the jazbah and the passion of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By Allah, we will never ever ever be able to tolerate even the slightest punishment in the fire of Jahannam. My beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a hadith in Muslim Sharif that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discussing and telling us about the lightest punishment of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person who will be given the lightest torment of Jahannam, of the hell, will be made to wear the shoes of fire, due to which his brain will boil as the copper pot boils. He will feel that he is being tormented the most, though he is being made to suffer the lightest torment, the lightest punishment. This is the slightest and the lightest punishment in Jahannam. By Allah, we can never ever face, let alone the greatest or the high forms of punishment, even this light punish form of punishment, for a split second, for a thousandth part of a split second. We are never ever able to bear and to tolerate this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why every moment a person needs to, you know, look at himself and ask himself that, what am I doing? I mean, everything is a mess. One hukum I can't fulfill properly. Offer salah 5 times a day. 50 salah was fard. And Musa alayhi salam did inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, request Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the night of Mi'raj, that Ya Rasulullah, your ummah won't be able to perform these 50 salahs. And it was decreased every time, 5, 5, 5, until it became 5 salah. These 5 salahs, even Musa alayhi salam mentioned, Ya Rasulullah, it will be difficult for your ummah to perform even these 5 salah. And that's the fact in today's time. How many of us perform Fajr? Let alone leave Fajr with Jama'at. At our house, how many of us perform Fajr? How many of us wake up for Fajr? Zuhr, Asr, we are busy in our works, in our shops, in our businesses. Maghrib, we want to eat, we want to spend time with family. Isha, we are too tired, we want to sleep. Zuhr time is too hot outside. We are in our business, we're waiting for customers to come. Fajr time, we are sleeping. Then these 5 times you were supposed to be in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you were supposed to put your head in the ground. These 5 salahs you can't perform. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan very beautifully mentions in Fatawa Raziya Sharif, he says, the one who deliberately misses a single salah deserves to be in hell for 1,000 years until he repents and does its qada. For 1,000 years, that person deserves to be in Jahannam. You have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala who has said, my Khalil sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised me to not make anyone the partner of Allah azza wa jal, even though you have been cut into pieces or burnt. Do not deliberately miss fard, obligatory salah, because the one who deliberately misses salah, protection is lifted from him. And do not drink wine at all, because it is the root of every evil. Likewise, it's mentioned in Majmu' Zawaid Sharif, the one who misses salah will meet Allah Azza wa Jal in the state that he will have his wrath upon him. In Kanzul Mal Sharif it's mentioned, the one who misses Salah decreases his family and wealth. Wealth is also being decreased. For your business, for your wealth, for your sustenance, for your customers, for your clients, you are leaving the Salah. And it is mentioned, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, that the one who misses the Salah decreases his family and wealth. The things which you are giving preference to, your risk, your sustenance, your customer, your clients, whatever it is, your business, over Salah, you are giving them preference over your Salah. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the one who misses Salah decreases his family and wealth. So you are missing your Salah to increase your wealth, whereas you don't know that by missing your Salah, you're actually decreasing your wealth and you are losing out big time. Likewise, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Al-Mu'ajamul Kabir, the one who deliberately misses Salah, is undoubtedly out of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mufti Ahmad Al-Khan Naimi very beautifully mentions in Miratul Manaji Sharif, he says, the person who does not offer Salah is not protected by Allah Azza wa Jal. By virtue of Salah, a person is protected from disasters in the world, loss of fate at the time of death, being unsuccessful in the test of the grave, and the calamities on the judgment day. These are all the rewards which you are going to get just for offering Salah. And the emphasis of Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very beautifully mentions, حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين. Allah ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, guard all your prayers and particularly the middle prayer and stand with reverence before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are just few ayat which I am giving to you. The importance of Salah can also be understood from this fact that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam also made dua for himself and his offspring, especially about offering Salah. And this dua is mentioned in the Fatiyat ayah of Surah Ibrahim. Ibrahim alayhi salam very beautifully said, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ dua. Very famous dua. All of us, we read it in Salah, out of Salah, we make this dua. Translation from Kanzul Iman, O my Lord, keep me as one who establishes prayer and some of my descendants, O our Lord, and accept my prayer. Anbiya alayhi salam made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Salah. Allah ta'ala is giving the emphasis in the Holy Quran regarding Salah. On the day of judgment, the first question which will be asked will be about Salah. Very beautifully it's mentioned in a hadith sharif that on the day of judgment, the first thing, or first of all, a person will be asked a question about his salah. Allama Abdul Rauf Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala mentions, he states about the blessed hadith, undoubtedly salah is a sign of iman, faith, and an important act of worship. A person once came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked a question about the best deed three times. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied three times the same, that Salah is the best deed. These are all virtues, excellences of Salah which I am mentioning to you. Then we also discussed the harms of not offering Salah, of leaving Salah. Now listen to the excellence of those that perform Salah. Very beautifully it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, one ayat number 162 of Surah Nisa, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ وَالْمُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ أُولَٰئِكَ سَنُؤْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and those who establish prayer, give charity, believe in Allah and the last day, to them we shall soon give a great reward. And there are many more ayat which discuss the excellence and the beauty of performing Salah. All of these things, the people who perform Salah are great. Salah itself is a great ibadat. The excellence of performing Salah, the harms of leaving Salah. After listening to all of this, somewhere in our heart, we might be having that regret that, you know, I missed so many Salah, I didn't perform my Salah. Then now is the time. Now is the time. Making intention that inshallah, from today, from now in fact, I am not going to miss even one Salah. Wherever in the world you are listening to this, whether it's Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, whatever it is, from now, I am not going to miss my Salah. And all those Salah which I missed, I will do the qada of all those Salahs. Don't think that, no, that's gone now, that's gone, now I must start. No, you must start now, and you need to also perform the qada of all of those Salahs. So now is the time, inshallah, make intentions for those that can go to the masjid, and Jamaat in the masjid is wajib upon you, then go to the masjid, perform Salah with Jamaat. For those that don't have a masjid in their vicinity and they are very far away from the masjid, they can't go to the masjid, or for whatever reason they can't make it to the masjid, inshallah, let your homes make intention that you will perform Salah. Every Salah, Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, if you are at your business place, you will perform your namaz. With you at home, you perform namaz. You are traveling somewhere, you will perform your Salah. You won't miss even a single Salah. This intention I want each and every person to make, inshallah. With these few words, we come to the end of today's topic. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. Be positive, think positive, stay positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. 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 Let's know.